Hey, been a while, almost a week. I was gonna make a video on my Friday, but I left home early. I left to home early from work. Pinched nerve on my neck just does not want to stay away. And I mean, I do the exercises and things that I needed to do when it happens. That's why I'm thankful that I even went through physical therapy, even though it's happening again. At least I have the tools to help better my situation, even though it's not taking it away. I know the camera's a little dirty here because I've been handling it, and plus the light is in the way. Sorry, it's like literally smudged. The whole thing is smudged. It's probably gonna stay that way too, huh? Oh well, that's just how it goes, I guess. My wife came to go shopping this morning, right before or right as I got off of work. And I grabbed a couple things, but I didn't stay. So, you know, when she shops, she knows exactly what she wants. And for me, I don't like to shop at all, period. I just don't care about it, honestly. If I have to go get something, I like a list of the exact things that I need to get, and then I'm gone. That's it. I don't like just walking around and just looking at things. Honestly, it's pretty boring for me. So I'm glad that she likes doing the shopping, because you know it's just not for me. But yeah, I went home early. I'm still taking my kid out, not every single day, but on my Friday, I took him out to the basketball court in a bigger town, which is a nice basketball court. It's pretty huge. It's got like four actual separate courts on there. Or no, two separate, what am I thinking for? Two separate courts, full length, just side by side. And we just go in and shoot. Like, I don't shoot. I can't even run and jump. And part of my time, I was icing my back and icing my neck. Neck and shoulder. It's a chore. I mean, I know that not a lot of people talk about the pain and the things that you go through when all that's happening, because you know it gets pretty cloudy, honestly. For me, I'm listening to music at work. You know, I'll have one earbud in my ear, listening to music, and it helps to be sidetracked. So that way I'm not focusing on the thing that's probably not the best thing that I have to deal with from the time that I'm awake and, you know, to the time I go to bed. My back, that thing just flares up as soon as I wake up. And it doesn't feel like, even with the pinched nerve in my neck, not until after lunch that I start feeling a tiny bit better. But it's more of, I just got a little rest. I'm doing, you know, exercises and stretches and stuff like that in the vehicle, watching right now Green Arrow. I don't even know what season I'm on, but I just downloaded as much as I can. Not like I'm actually engaging in the storyline 100%, but that's what I'm doing. That's what I do daily. I I deal with things that isn't so pleasant, but I've got to make the best out of everything that I can, even though I'm not going through the best times, because I don't want the pain and the issues that I go through to define me. And for the most part, my mood, it's going to be a little bit bad when I'm at work, because I'm just, you know, having to work. Like, it's a constant thing. But when I'm at home, trying to rest or trying to do something else, it's most of my focus isn't really on me, unless I'm super hurt and have to like lay down or have to pretty much be out of commission my whole weekend, which can happen, does happen. And when it does happen, it's like I'm trying to recover. I'm trying to take all that time for myself, but it doesn't always help. It does alleviate a lot of things that I go through. And I, like I said in the beginning, I'm certainly grateful and thankful that I've been to physical therapy. I know a lot of things that I can do, a lot of things that can help. But I also have learned a lot of things that I can do, you know, besides that, like through YouTube or through a chiropractor. So it's super helpful to always be knowledgeable about, you know, the things that you might be going through that's not the best. And in my case, it's different. Everyone else might be different. I can't even say, hey, this is what I'm going through, this is what you're going to go through. It's not like that. But what I can say is, if you are going through it, I was going to say don't worry about it, but you have to. But I really mean that you don't have to act the way you feel. Now, of course, like I said, when I'm at work, I'm not feeling well. I probably don't have the best face on me. You know, it's probably not my best times, but inside, internally, in my brain, it's more of, I gotta push through this. I know I can do this. And I know people will probably not believe what I'm saying, but I tell myself every single day is that I got this. Every single day. I don't care if I don't got it. I don't care if it feels like I'm not going to be able to do it. I gotta say it. And for the most part, my confidence takes me to another place where I can overextend myself, but not, you know, always, you know, hurt myself. So I try to stay in a different mindset myself, mostly so that way I'm not being depressed or negative. It sucks. I have to go through it. But I'm more thankful that when I get to go home, I'm able to pretty much rinse and repeat. You know, like take a bath. I soak every day. Couple stretches, exercises, things like that. You know, some things that I like to do when I'm done. Always use a massage gun if I have that available. That's another tool in the bag that probably want to, you know, pick up and take care of yourself, because a massage gun can really, really help with those aches and pains, especially on the bottom of your feet, you know, shoulders, anywhere else that you might have the experience of discomfort. But yeah, it's not everything. In time. Talk to you later.